Greetings. Welcome to this slide audio presentation of the Balance Bible Code. This is an awesome code by the Almighty God who has implanted it and embedded it right there into the text of the Bible, in this case Isaiah 46 verses 1 to 6. We will read that a little bit later. Make sure you have lowered your player by clicking on the little dash there at the top right hand corner as explained. And also be alert to the fact that as you use the slide presentation and you go to the previous slide and to the next slide, you see those two buttons there in front of you, that you will notice that on the bar at the bottom of your screen, it will tell you what image you are looking at. The first one, for instance, says image 1 of 6. And if you were to click on the next slide, the image will change and it will become image 2 of 6, etc. Also, some of the images are hyperlinked and you can go from there to some of the more fuller articles on that subject, but that's only suggested if you've already listened to the whole audio. There's not a page in the Bible, probably, certainly in the book of Isaiah, where it is found, that does not find itself in some way in this picture Bible code. What I mean is, we're going to start off looking, for instance, at the river. This is the first line of code that I discovered. While there's much about rivers and streams symbolically in the Bible, a stream is a very symbolic thing. And the book of Isaiah particularly uses this symbolism. For instance, if you were to look at Isaiah 48, verse 18, it says, "If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea." And furthermore, you go on to Isaiah 60, verses 4 to 5, and Isaiah 66, verse 12, it talks about a river. Isaiah 66, verse 12. "For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like a flooding stream," etc. I'm about to read what this river says, and as I do, keep in mind those passages about God granting peace like a river to his people, to Israel and to whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. The river reads, starting from the bottom left, reading up at every 12 letter intervals. It says, "Bow low." It has the idea that we're doing it in stillness. "Bow low in stillness. Be quiet before me. I am Jesus. Bow low in stillness, and then you will shine like a river." That's what the code says. Furthermore, if you were to skip over to the slide and we come to image 5 of 6, you'll notice this picture here is simply the river expanded out at every 6 letters. This is not really the way the image is to look, but I've expanded so you can see what's in between these letters. Because reading in between those letters where it says, "I am Jesus," which is at the center, the red letters read this: "From everlasting, my name is the Lord." And that's interweaving with "I am Jesus" of this river, which I just read. Furthermore, at every 3rd letter skips over the same middle section, it says, "The blood concerning my salvation." Well, let me read it again, the whole thing, and put it all together for you. Go back to image number one of the 6 images. "Bow low in stillness. Be quiet before me. I am Jesus. From everlasting, my name is the Lord. bow low in stillness. Then you will shine like a river. In brackets, the blood concerning my salvation. So that's what that line reads. The dark blue letters, there you see an image too of six, is where it says, I am Jesus. And you will notice that it is balanced right center of the river. And that's important because all the picture codes are perfectly symmetrical. That's how I found out there were pictures in these codes in the first place. I noticed the symmetry of where these like words were appearing in the matrixes, which is these letters arrayed at even rows. I noticed that these words that had like meaning were appearing symmetrically. And I realized that symmetry probably meant a picture. And sure enough, there were pictures in there. And that led to this discovery about picture Bible codes. So you'll see the symmetry here. The middle phrase, I am Jesus, is perfectly balanced between in between the river. There's so much to say numerically about this code. And speaking of balance, we're going to find out that the main picture here is not even the river. It's a balance. It's a scales. And the mountain and the river and everything is being weighed on the scale. Because what you're looking at is not just a river, but it is also a mountain. Now, I know this because a few years ago, I deciphered in Exodus 4 the mountain code. You see that in the little picture just below the previous slide button. That is a former picture, and it's talking about the mountain where Mount Sinai, where the Lord appeared to Moses at the burning bush. And it too talks about the name of Jesus, and it says an awful lot. You're going to have to go there to read that for yourself. But the numerically, that mountain is 120 times 10 letters at the bottom. 10 because it had to do with Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments. And that's what this mountain is, Mount Sinai. Anyways, that's a total of 1,200 letters. Well, this river we're looking at is arranged so that it is centered at the very middle letter, which is the first letter of the name Jesus, by the way. And it is 10 times 12 letters to the middle, which is 120 letters, and then another 10 times 12 letters finishes the rest of the river, which is another 120 letters. So in other words, the river is 120 plus 120 letters long. Well, this right away brings my memory back to the distance of the mountain, which is angled, if you notice, it's angled too. And it was 120 times 10. Well, this is 120 times 2 or 12 times 20, depending how you look at it. Point is, it has the basic numerics of 12 or 120, which speak of the 120 years of Moses when they went into the Promised Land, and it speaks of the 120 at the upper room. We're going to look at that later, when God poured out His Spirit, Pentecost, and the 12, because this is at 12-letter intervals, every dot going across on this river, diagonally up. 12 speaks about the 12 tribes of Israel and of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, or of the Lord Jesus. There's so much to say. Let me take time now to read the passage in which this code is found. It's found in Isaiah 46. Now, in Isaiah 46, we have this contest going on, and it's continuation of this talk about a contest from starting from Isaiah 40, and it basically ends at around Isaiah 53. Now here in Isaiah 46 continues this contest, and the contest essentially is this: God is saying, okay, all you gods of the nations, if you are truly gods, predict the future and control the future like I do, if you really are a god. But you can't. And all your prophets or your astrologers are a bunch of wind and don't know anything. That's basically the contest, okay? So we come to that in here in Isaiah 46. And I'm going to read it. Now this is where this river is found, okay? Well, it covers verses 1 to 6, so that the central part of it there, where it says, I am Jesus, would be in the third verse. Anyways, Isaiah 46. Bel, that's a Babylonian god, Bel bows down. Nebu stoops low. Their idols are borne by beasts of burden. The images that are carried about are burdensome, a burden for the weary. They stoop and bow down together, unable to rescue the burden. They themselves go off into captivity. Now this is where it says, I am Jesus, along this river. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel. You whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. By the way, it is at that point where it says in the code, I am Jesus, and it comes, and it the I is begins at the very letter where it says, I will carry you, in the text here in verse 3 that I just read. To whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? Some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith to make it into gold, and they bow down and worship it, and etc. Well, that's where the code ends. I want you to particularly take note that it talks about the gods of Babylon being made to bow down before God or before the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you go back and you read the code, notice the emphasis on bowing down, except it's talking to his people. Bow low in stillness. Be quiet before me. Stop your worrying. I am Jesus. Bow low. Then you'll shine like a river. Next, we're going to look at the cross or the tree you see in image number 4 and image number 6. We will do that in the next session of our study, so please click on the appropriate hyperlink to bring you there.